Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Bosefield. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ted Bosefield. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting second. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Shantz. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bobby Shantz. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive towards the mound. Shantz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Howard moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Button. Howard moves to third. Skowron moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn strikes out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Howard scores. Skowron moves to third. McDougald moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Yankees. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Ted Bosfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosfield bunts towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 1 in the game. McDougald takes first base on ball 4. Skowron moves to second. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Skowron moves to third. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kubek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearcel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearcel is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearcel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey throws to second. Safe. Over to first, and Pearcel is out. Gurnett moves to second. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Ted Bosfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosfield hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 1 in the game. Shantz is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Button moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mantle who is chasing the ball. Gurnett reaches third base with a triple. Button scores. Malzone goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jim Pearcel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearcel is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearcel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mantle bunts towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive into center field. Pearcel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Skowron hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McDougald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens bunts towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Bosfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Bosfield bunts towards the mound. Shantz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Button hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bosfield moves to third. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosfield covering, for the out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kubek hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-2 in the game. Shantz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Malzone moves to third. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Gurnett is walked intentionally. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malzone scores. Gurnett moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Gurnett moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens is walked intentionally. Ted Bosfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bosfield hits a pop-up towards short. Kubek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 3 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mantle strikes out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carey scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Button is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 4 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Malzone hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McDougald strikes out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosfield covering, for the out. Two outs. Ina Slaughter pinch hits for Tony Kubek. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.